Just after Memorial Day, on a steamy Thursday afternoon, the director of Stetson's Center for Excellence in Advocacy stood outside the new Veterans Clinic, a converted family home across from the Gulfport campus. Professor Charles Rose recounted the story behind the founding of Stetson's Veterans Law Institute.
4 years ago, I promised a young Marine that if he would come here, I would give him a way to do the thing that his heart called him to do. What did he want? He wanted to learn how to take care of soldiers. He wanted to have the power to represent and to make a difference in their lives.
That young Marine was Javier Santanzio.
On February 20th, 2006, while deployed in Iraq, a roadside bomb took the life of one of my very best friends, Sergeant Jesse Davila. I made a promise to him that day that I would come back, graduate from law school, continue to serve others, and honor his memory until the day I stopped breathing.
Santanzio is a 2012 Stetson graduate and the past project director of the Veterans Advocacy Initiative. He and other Stetson veteran law students pushed a bit each year, asking to create a referral network for active duty military in need of legal help, then to set up a legal clinic for veterans. On the May 31st ribbon cutting, Santanzio acknowledged their work had just begun. Now the job is finding ongoing support.
Join us as we set out to provide legal services to those brave men and women who run towards danger as the rest run away to safety.
In just over 4 months, the director of the Veterans Law Institute, Michael Allen, says they have four law students working in the advocacy clinic, helping veterans file for VA benefits or appeal rulings.
It allows law students, under the supervision of a licensed attorney, to actually interact with real clients. And this allows law students to develop the skills that they'll need when they graduate and begin to practice, and it also allows a clinic to then serve a defined population.
Allen says they have 20 cases that are either pending or in the pipeline for review and have had well over 60 inquiries in just the last few weeks.
There is a lot of demand. The Department of Veterans Affairs is the second largest federal cabinet agency, both in money and in terms of the number of people it employs, only behind the Department of Defense.
There are veteran service organizations that help with benefit claims, but Allen says there are not nearly enough to help with the demand, and the backlog for veterans' VA claims is legendary. More than 890,000 cases were pending in September, taking an average of 8 months to process.
Sometimes these delays can seem quite maddening at the VA. You know, the VA has over a million claims filed with it each year, and that doesn't count the claims that remain pending at the VA.
That's why Allen wants to rev up the advocacy mission of the Institute to push for changes in the VA process. Stetson's Veterans Law Institute is also working to train more lawyers in military law. Allen is working with the Florida Bar, sponsoring a military law training session October 27th at the Stetson Law Branch in Tampa. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.